Exciting news, Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home, Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L, we make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news. Scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome to Light the Lamp. Alexis Downey back in Southern California as we just wrapped up an awesome weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada at Sphere for the 2024 Upper Deck NHL Draft. Alongside the Duckstream crew, Kent French, Guy Bear, and myself, had so much fun bringing you all of the live coverage for both days, but starting on Friday with day one, round one. Now, prior to that, Ducks general manager Pat Verbeek spoke with myself to talk about the preparation to get ready for that round on Friday, as the Ducks had two picks in the first round. Number three, in which they took Beckett Seneca, the right winger, was absolutely shocked when he heard his name announced, and he joined us afterwards to talk about all of the emotions of the evening. And then the Ducks went into the evening having the 31st pick. However, they would make a trade with the Toronto Maple Leafs, moving up to 23rd, giving Toronto the 31st and then a second round 58th pick. The Ducks then took defenseman Stan Solberg, and he was awesome getting to know so much personality. And we got to hear it in the interview when he spoke with us after getting off the stage. So here's the recap of day one of our Duckstream NHL draft coverage. Day one of the 2024 NHL draft in Las Vegas is here. I'm Alexis Downey here today with the Anaheim Ducks general manager, Pat Verbeek. Pat, it's come around quickly to the fact that we are at the draft now, day one. How's the day been going for you?
Well, it's been busy. There's obviously, I've been making a lot of calls to different general managers, looking to do different things. And so it's been busy. And now's the time that we get to go to the draft and make a selection.
The draft at Sphere this year, last year in Nashville, obviously now in Vegas. But what do you think about the site for this year's draft?
Well, I haven't been in the place, but everyone tells me it's spectacular and very unique and a cool place to be in. So I can't wait for myself to get there, see what it's all about, and for the next 2 days. So it'll be a unique experience. So I'm looking forward to it.
Leading up to this point, what has your week looked like in just going through all the preparations and getting your list together?
Really just busy. A lot of discussions with all our amateur staff. You're checking up on injuries, reports on players. So there's a lot of groundwork, I guess you could say, being done on all the players, making sure that we've dotted the I's and crossed the T's and feel really comfortable with the players and how we got them in order. For the next seven rounds. So I think that's kind of what the week's been all about. And just what I mentioned earlier before speaking to other general managers, some things are more sensitive before the draft, and there's some things that'll be sensitive to free agency and beyond. So those discussions have all went on.
So it has been a pretty active week amongst just talking with some of the other teams.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same every year. You always sit there and you always do a lot of discussions, and there are a lot of things that get talked about, but most of the time nothing happens. So anyways.
When did you complete your list? When I was talking to Martin, he said, we want it done before, of course, the first day, but when were you able to get that done?
Probably late. What's the day? It's Friday, right? Probably. Yep. I don't know. I would say late Wednesday, and we probably, we discussed some more, some little minute things a little bit further, and but I think we feel good where everything is right now, and especially, we don't know. I think the biggest thing is trying to figure out where, you know, our second, what players will be there with our second first rounder and you know, that type of thing.
When you look at that top prospects in the draft this year, you know, 2 through 10, when I was speaking with Martin, he said it's very close. Was it difficult to kind of take a look at some of those guys to make that decision?
It's not difficult. I think, you know, there's a lot of good players. Each player that, you know, you're talking about, they're all different. Some of them have different strengths, some of them have different weaknesses. So those are the things that we walk through and weigh, you know, according to, you know, what we're looking for in a player. So, you know, all of those things get talked about, and then essentially you start to gain a consensus on how, you know, the order becomes consensual.
Are there some specific qualities that you were looking for in, you know, those first round picks that we have at the moment?
I always look for competitiveness. So the player, that's one of the things. Or you know, I can give you another word, in drive. You know, the player has, you know, there's an internal, the player's driven to want to do well, to, you know, be the best. Look for that sort of thing. Hockey sense and skating ability are vital. So, you know, those things all go into what we look for.
I want to ask you, too, the new logo, the new uniforms all revealed this week. The draft picks will be able to have those new uniforms on the stage. What is that going to be like, just in, it's this new chapter for the Anaheim Ducks and seeing that?
Well, I think with all that we got going on at, with OC Vibe, and I think it's probably a perfect time to do this. There's certainly a good-looking uniform, and I'm sure the guys will be proud to wear them.
All right, Pat, good luck with the rest of the day. Excited for tonight, and make sure you get a monster in.
I definitely want to get a monster in. Thanks.
Beckett Seneca, welcome to the Anaheim Ducks. Congratulations. What an emotional moment that was for you, just pure shock on your face. Can you describe that?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you obviously talked to a couple teams here in Vegas a couple days before leading up to the draft, and Anaheim wasn't one of them, so I didn't honestly think this was kind of an option, and you kind of hear the Oshawa Generals part before your name. So my mom goes, oh my God, and then she starts crying. I think my sister's crying too. My dad's crying. Everyone's crying. So, yeah, super special moment, obviously, but kind of shocking.
Oh, I mean, the excitement is ridiculous, and we were just so incredibly excited for your excitement. We saw the raw emotion and kind of your reaction when you got picked. But describe this whole thing. Not only get drafted, you're in the Sphere in Vegas. Celine Dion just made a pick. I mean, what's this whole, you know, emotional roller coaster ride that you've been on the last couple days?
I mean, last night obviously get the nerves going a little bit, hard to fall asleep. But now that the kind of I'm over with the pick and I can kind of sit back and enjoy the draft, enjoy the Sphere, and enjoy all of this. So it's the last in-person draft, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, there's no doubt when you go third overall, yeah, you can kick your feet up, watch some of the guys that you know, wait to see, and you don't have to sweat anything out. Now you can embrace the fact that you're going to be an Anaheim Duck. And with that being said, you know, your skill set and your size, you know, what do you envision yourself bringing to the table as you become a member of this team?
Yeah, I'm going to bring a skilled kind of two-way game that has that kind of physical aspect as well. And I wouldn't say I'm more of a more playmaker or more goal scorer. I think I have a kind of even balance of both of those, but yeah, just kind of a big rangy forward that likes to attack one-on-one and likes to kind of create time and space for myself and my teammates.
Beckett, one of the things about you this season with your team, I mean, you were 5'10" and had this big growth spurt, now 6'2".
Yeah, what are you eating?
We want to know.
How have you been able to grow into that body as a hockey player too?
Yeah, I mean, obviously growing pretty fast and pretty quickly, it affected my balance in ways that I kind of were out of my control, and that was really hard with my skating. So just last summer, really focusing on seeing the skating coach a lot and staying on top of that. But the growth part, I was always one of the smaller guys in minor midget, and I would always look at my parents, and they're obviously pretty tall people, so I was wondering what was going on.
You knew it was coming. It was coming at some point.
And then it came really fast, and I mean, what can I say? I'm not going to complain about growing. So,
Beckett, what do you know about this Ducks team? I mean, the organization, you mentioned you didn't really have any conversations kind of going into this thing, but what do you know about the team? Obviously, they're in a rebuild, trying to come out of it. What are your first impressions?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a fantastic organization and they're a young team rebuilding, and I'm excited to sort of be a part of that.
So my question is, have you been to California? Do you know what Southern California is all about?
I don't think I've been to Southern. Maybe when I was younger once when my mom had her TV show, but I don't remember going to Southern California, but I'm excited.
Yeah, we will tell you, you will love it. Yeah. I had a chance to play there for 8 years, and it's a great place to call home, and we wish you the best of luck.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for joining us, Beckett, and enjoy seeing you in the Anaheim Ducks uniform. You got the first one on
Congrats,
today.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right, Stan Solberg. Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys.
All right.
First off, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What an exciting day for you. Who were you with in the stands when you heard your name called?
Yeah, I was there with my dad, my best friend, my two of my past coaches, and my past coach's girlfriend. So a little Norwegian group there.
I want to ask you about that. Two Norwegian players selected in the first round. This is the first time ever in NHL history. How proud does that make you of, you know, your country?
Yeah, of course. I was sitting there with goosebumps and everything. It was a really special moment for Norway and for me and Michael to go in the first round. So just a super special moment for both of us and the country. So hopefully we'll make Norway proud now.
Steen, there's so many meetings, right, leading up to this when there was a trade. And do you have any indication where you were going? Did you have any idea what team based on your prior meetings?
You know, you always have a feeling, but not like really. But I'm just super happy for how we went super happy to be a part of the Anaheim Ducks. So just really, really happy and looking forward to everything.
Well, we were reading a little bit about your profile and what type of player you are. And I'm not sure if you're really familiar with what the Anaheim Ducks have in kind of their defense core and in the prospect pool. They've got a lot of offensive guys who like to jump into play. I'm always, as a former goaltender, looking for guys who are going to help the goalies out. So from what I read, I think you're our guy.
Oh, yeah. I can help the goalies pretty good. Oh, yeah.
That's all I want to hear.
Why are you described as a wrecking ball?
I don't know. I know. I like to play physical, like the physical part of the game. I think I can play hard pretty well. Can have some really good hits, a lot of them in some games. Just a guy that plays really hard and likes to play hard on the body.
Who is your favorite NHL player to model your game after?
Favorite NHLer? I often say Moritz Seider. Good player, great vision with the puck, and great guy, or I don't know him, but, probably a great guy too.
Great
player without the puck. Plays really hard and likes to play hard on the body and a great guy.
Okay, before we let you go, I have to know. Do you know who Radko Gudas is?
Are you
familiar with Radko Gudas?
I played against him
at the World Championship.
Oh yeah.
What was that like?
I knew him. I knew, or I doesn't do.
You know a lot of people.
You're gonna know him soon.
You are.
I'm a little bit stressed here.
No, you're doing great.
I knew who it is. I know who he is. Yeah. And then when I played against him, I just knew he was a guy that plays really hard. He's a big guy. It's hard to not see him. He had a little scrum there with Zuccarello and everything. So I tried to get in there a little bit, like. A little bit, but yeah, it was fun to play against these guys.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we definitely got our guy.
Have you been to California before?
No.
Do you know anything about California?
Not much.
Well, we're looking forward to showing you SoCal and what the Anaheim Ducks family is all about.
Flip-flops and shorts to the rink, buddy.
Oh, sounds good.
Congratulations again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. GOETTL, we make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.